Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Straight Edge Gaming. I am your tour guide through this new episode, Mr. Straight Edge. And today we are going to talk about the game A Plague Tale: Innocence. And I'll admit, I was very surprised by this game. The way this game plays out, it's not a 5-star game, because they could have done a couple of things a little bit better, mainly in the horror category, because the way this game is presented. But still, this game honestly shocked me at how fun it was, as opposed to other games that I've played. So let's just go ahead and dive right into it. In this game, it is set in the year 1348. Now, I'm not the most knowledgeable person when it comes to history and such, but the way this game is set and the time frame it's set in, it's basically when the Black Plague is starting to happen. And the way this game opens is, I almost want to say beautiful in a way, because it's teaching you mainly what your one weapon is going to be and how the game works, like most games does. But I honestly didn't expect my main weapon in this game to be a sling. And let me tell you, where this game is set in France during the Black Plague, a sling is not an easy weapon to use when you're trying to take down knights. But, you know, along the way, you do get really cool, I don't even want to call them weapon upgrades, because they're totally different things. You can just put in a sling and throw at the knights and the other enemy that we'll get to here in a bit. But there are ways you can upgrade your sling and, you know, the amount of stuff you can carry. And what I found is it's actually very hard to upgrade the sling or your abilities or anything, because you find so many resources. But in my case, what happened is those resources that you use to upgrade are also the exact same resources you use to craft your, I guess you could call it, ammunition. So there was a lot of times where I couldn't upgrade because I just needed the ammo to get through the game. Which, honestly, it didn't hinder me too much, but at the same time, I wish I could have got a lot of those upgrades, because it would have made sections a little bit easier. I could give you an example. There's one upgrade I tried so hard to get it, but I never could. It's, you basically have to go to a workbench to upgrade your sling and such. And there's one upgrade that lets you just, for some reason, not use a workbench, which I would have thought you wouldn't need to for a sling anyway, but that's just my thought process. But anyway, this game opens up and you take the role of Amicia. And, you know, you're out in the woods with your father and your dog, and, you know, you're trying to learn how to play this game. And then all of a sudden, there's something happens to the dog that's with you in this game. So, story-wise, you go back home, and then there's an enemy that shows up called the Inquisition. And again, I know I'm not the most history proficient person, and I knew this was wrong, but the only thought I could have, which I thought was kind of funny, was the Spanish Inquisition. But basically, they show up and all hell breaks loose. And then that's when you go out into the world, and eventually you find out your second enemy, really the only two enemies you have in this game, is the Inquisition and rats. And one cool feature about this game is that the rats, they do not like the light. Which, you know, makes a lot of unique little puzzles in the game. But at the same time, I really wish this game, the way it was set up, where, you know, if it was dark, you had to deal with rats. If it was in the light, you had to deal with the Inquisition. And then there's times where you have to actually deal with both at night, or in a cave or something. But I wish there was a more of a horror element to it, because there wasn't really a whole lot of times in this game that actually kind of made me jump or anything. It was really, you know, when you go to a spot and the rats are going to show up, you can hear them easily. Or, you know, if the Inquisition's there, it's very obvious, because there's either a lot of light in there or it's just going to be daylight. But eventually, in this game, you, as Amicia, you have to end up taking care of your brother, your younger brother, Hugo, who And here's a spoiler, so if you've not played it or you don't intend to play it, here you go. He has this sickness that is in his blood, you learn. And they never actually, I don't remember if they call this sickness anything. And I don't really want to ruin what this sickness is, or what it lets him do. But let's just say this sickness lets him do some awesome things near the end of the game, to a point that it changes really kind of how you play the game, but at the same time it doesn't. Because, for one, you're still having to hide, but at the same time it's like, I don't have to hide as much because I've got this power now. And I'll admit, honestly, there were only 3 boss fights in this game, which, for what I can tell, is an indie game. That's not bad. Truthfully, the first boss fight is a joke. I literally got through it with the sling first try. And a little funny side story here. After you defeat that boss, there's a cutscene plays. Because in this boss fight, you have to knock his armor off with a sling. And it takes like 3 or 4 shots to knock his armor off with a sling because he's going to charge at you. And then he has to like stop and rest for a second, I guess. But after you defeat him and kill him, this cutscene plays, and an unarmored, just random person that lives in this town that you're in, he jumps over the wall and he says, "I'm gonna kill the girl." And I thought it was funny because I was thinking, man, I just took down this giant knight with a sling. You really think you're gonna touch me? But that was just me. The second boss fight in this game was, in my opinion, the hardest boss fight. Because, you know, this is one of the Inquisition guys that is, you know, he's like the main Inquisition guy. To a point that you think he's actually going to be the final boss fight. And when I hit that final boss fight, I was surprised because I thought I had already done it. But, you know, there's fire involved in the second boss fight, which, here's a hint for you and another spoiler, it involves rats too. But it wasn't too hard, it's just a lot of moving. Even though I know I said it was the hardest boss fight, and it really was, but at the same time, it's just, if you keep moving, you're good. And then the third boss fight, it made no sense. Unless you actually think about like the power that Yugo has, because the main enemy has that power too. Which is funny because he's like an 80-year-old man and you're having him fight with like an 8-year-old child. But overall, with the way this game was set, again, I wish there was horror elements to it or more horror elements that would have freaked me out more. And in this story, honestly, all the characters you meet that are really going to help you out in this game, only one of them is an adult, and the rest of them really are all children, like, you know, the characters you play in the game, which I thought was a great aspect to it, because one is, I believe he's a blacksmith, you know, just trying to learn the craft from his dad. One is, what, I don't know if this is like the proper term. I almost want to call it witchcraft for that time frame, but they call it alchemy in the game, and I don't know if that's right or not. But one is an alchemist that can come up with all these concoctions and potions to help you throughout the game. And the other two are, they kind of remind me of like young thieves for games, because they mostly just sneak around, you know, from the Inquisition and the rats in this game. And every time you see them, just about, they've got their mask covering their face. So yeah, they just remind me of like thieves that are trying to survive in this world this game has presented you. But overall, this game, I would honestly give it, out of 5 stars, I would give it like a 3.5. Because it's not the kind of game that I'm going to love forever, but it is the kind of game where if I see it, I'm, you know, I could pick it back up and be like, oh, wow, I remember this. I remember this being pretty fun for when I played it. And with that, I know this was a short, you know, podcast episode for the review of this game, but it was a short game. I mean, it had 15 chapters. I believe it was 15. It might have been more. But literally, some of the chapters in this game were literally no combat, just dialogue. And you go from point A to point B, not even being able to run or anything. You just take it easy, and it's just kind of, it's a filler chapter, is what some of them are. But I, you know, with that, I will say thanks for listening, and I don't know what the next game review is going to be, or if I'm going to end up doing another one for a while, because work's been crazy with everything happening here in the world today. But with that, I'm going to sign off, and I hope everybody's doing okay, and y'all be safe.